Krishnadas Sundari Mataji, welcome. Please accept my humble obeisances. Please and give us your very valuable association and using your valuable time. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Please take over the call.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Kamadaki Mataji. And thank you, everyone, for joining.
That's what we know, that your voice is very low.
Yes, Mataji, today I think so. You all have to bear with me.
Oh, okay. I'm
not feeling well, and I have a sore throat. I have a back pain because of which today I cannot come up with you also. So,
you should have taken rest.
That's fine. So gradually I'll try to increase my voice. So just bear with me.
Yeah. Today's glories. Okay. Welcome to Bhaktisanga Japa Conference. Today's class will be given by Her Grace Kirtidas Sundari Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Lila, chapter 17. And text number 24 onwards. Please, Krishna Sundari Mataji. I hope you can still do this. You have come, so maybe you will do it. Thank you. Please give us some, whatever little nectar you can give. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Kamadiki Mataji. And thank you, everyone, for joining us, for giving your valuable time. So we'll start now. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter 17, entitled The Lord's Bodily Transformations. And today we'll start from text number 24 and we'll cover the whole section today. So we'll go from 24 to 38. So text number 24. Sanketa Venu Nade Ratha Ani Kunja Ghare Kunje Racha Lila Krishna Krida Kare Bhare. Translation. He brought Srimati Radharani to a bower by signaling with his flute. Then he entered within that bow to perform pastimes with her. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Naruta Shri Vishak Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगाय ते गिरं यत् कृपहा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीन तारिणी। हरे कृष्ण। सो थैंक यू ऑल सो मच फॉर शेयरिंग योर वैल्यूएबल टाइम एंड आई एम एक्सट्रीमली सॉरी फॉर टुडेज thing that I'll not be able to come on video, and I don't know how much my throat is going to support, but as we recited, right, mukham karoti vachalam, that even a dumb person can speak with the mercy of Gurudev. So just relying on this verse, I just trying to attempt with today's session, though extremely not feeling well today, but pretty sure that with all your prayers, wishes and blessings, I'll be able to relay some message that Srila Prabhupada wants to convey and Krishnadas Kaviraj Pad wants to convey some messages from these beautiful esoteric verses. So please shower your heartfelt prayers, wishes, and blessings. One shakal patirubhascha kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. So we'll start now. This is text number 24, where this translation is that he brought Srimati Radharani to a boar by signaling with his flute. So he is none another than our dear Krishna. To a boar. Boar means a kunja. Okay, so this is actually the difference between the language. You know, in English it says boar, but how sweet it is when we say in Hindi or Bengali, it's kunja. In the nikunj, that the sakhis, the gopis, they create just with a mood so that the divine couple can come and relish their intimate pastimes. So anyways, Krishna, he signaled through his flute and he called upon Srimati Radharani and brought her to a kunja. And then he entered within that boar to perform the pastimes with her. So let's quickly do a recap, like what's happened in these first 23 verses. I'll not go each and every verse, but just a quick recap that we know that Mahaprabhu is in his Antelila pastimes, where he is in Radha Bhav, and now he is relishing the mood of Srimati Radharani. And often now it has become a daily practice that how Mahaprabhu, though externally was performing all the worldly duties of taking shower, going to Jagannath temple, seeing Lord Jagannath, doing his Gayatris, and taking lunch, but often he used to go to his internal consciousness in his Radha Bhav, where he would relish the association of Krishna time to time. So, in the previous chapter also, we saw that how Mahaprabhu, he crossed all the locked doors and he, you know, somehow ended up in that goshed, the cowshed, the goshala of Jagannath Puri. So this time also, in this chapter also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is now quoting that seeing Mahaprabhu's condition, Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai were totally, you know, in anxious that, you know, we should somehow not let Mahaprabhu go into so much trance that, you know, Mahaprabhu sometimes seems that he has left his body and he becomes so unconscious. So they try to, when Mahaprabhu used to sleep, what they do, they'll just close all the doors, and Govinda, his personal servant, would always safeguard outside and see that nothing happens to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes, you know, Govinda is also accompanied by Swarup Damodar Goswami and sometimes Rai Ramananda, where they would stay outside and would just make sure that nothing happens to Mahaprabhu. Now, this fine one day, again, the same thing happened. Govinda was outside and Mahaprabhu was inside and he was doing a loud sankirtan. And but then what happened, that suddenly Mahaprabhu heard Krishna's flute. And as soon as he heard Krishna's flute, you know, definitely he went into that internal consciousness. And in great ecstasy, he left that room. And he went to the cowshed, which was on the southern side of the Simhadwara of Jagannath Puri temple. And there among cows, he felt unconscious. Now outside the room where Govinda was safeguarding, when he didn't hear any of this kirtan, he felt really anxious, and he opened the door and he saw that Mahaprabhu was nowhere. So he immediately, with the help of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda, they went out with the torch, and finally they saw Mahaprabhu lying unconscious in the cowshed. All the cows were sniffing Mahaprabhu's body, and Mahaprabhu was not responding. And when the devotees also tried to check upon Mahaprabhu, you know, they couldn't feel any sign of consciousness in Mahaprabhu's body. The devotees actually tried to rouse Lord by various means, but they couldn't. So what they did is they just lifted Mahaprabhu and brought him back home. And there, you know, they all started doing loud sankirtan in his ears. So after hearing this loud sankirtan, immediately the Lord regained his consciousness and his whole body returned to normal. But as soon as, you know, they brought Mahaprabhu back, you know, Mahaprabhu was still in his partial external consciousness, not fully. And then he started revealing that, you know, what had happened to him. So he said that actually I heard a flute. I heard Krishna's flute and I went to Vrindavan. And there I saw Krishna was playing on his flute in the pasturing grounds. And then he quotes this verse that after playing the flute in the pasturing grounds, Krishna signaled Srimati Radharani to come to a kunja. And then both of them entered into that kunja to perform the pastimes. And then Mahaprabhu said that I also entered Krishna behind them, because I couldn't control myself. I was so much captivated by the sound of the flute and the sound of the ornaments that Krishna was wearing, that even I couldn't stop myself, and I also followed both of them in that kunja. And there Mahaprabhu said that I saw Krishna and the gopis enjoying all kinds of pastimes while laughing and joking with each other. And hearing them enchanted the joy of my ears, you know, I was so much happy. But just then, Hena Kale Tumi Sada Kolahala Kari. But just then you all, you know, started making this tumultuous sound. Ami Iha Lana Aila Balat Kare Bari. That by force you all brought me back here in this Jagannath Puri. I was in Vrindavan and I was there with Radha and Krishna. I was seeing all the gopis enjoying and, you know, sharing their jokes and their laughter. And just then you all made such a tumultuous sound and you brought me here by force that I could no longer hear these voices, these sounds, these ornaments, sounds of the ornaments or the sounds of the flute. I'm bereft of all this. And then in great ecstasy, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, because you all brought me here, I could no longer hear the nectarian voices of Krishna and the gopis, nor could I hear the sounds of their ornaments or the flute. So he said to Swarup Damodar Goswami, Bhavesha Swarupa Kare Gada Gadavani. You know, his voice was choked up. In faltering voice, he was requesting Swarup Damodar Goswami, Karna Trishnaya Mare, please satisfy my ears. Pada Rasayana Suni, I want to hear. Pada means hear words. Please recite some words, something which is Rasayana, something which is relishable. My ears are dying of thirst. Please recite something so that I can quench this thirst. Let me hear it. Then Swarup Goswami, understanding the position and the mood of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Goswami Prabhu Bhava Janiya, he could understand that what Mahaprabhu is going through, what are the emotions that are going through in Mahaprabhu's heart. Bhagavatara Shloka Pade Madhura Kariya. And just thinking that what Mahaprabhu is going through, he recited one very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam and in a very, very sweet voice. And what is that verse? We'll do this 31st verse, which will be the basis of today's session. And from 32 to 38, Mahaprabhu himself will be revealing that what's there in this verse, what's the internal mood of this verse. So past few days, we have been seeing that this is has been a protocol in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that in Antyalila pastimes, Mahaprabhu would go into great ecstasy and he would tell Rai Ramananda or Swarup Damodar Goswami to recite some verses. And they'll recite the verse which they could feel that this is equivalent to what Mahaprabhu's mood, understanding his mood, his emotions, they'll recite a particular verse. And then Mahaprabhu will hear that verse and will dive deep into that verse and will, like cotton balls, he'll flock out all the cottons from those balls. From that single cotton ball, he'll take out more cotton balls and he'll try to explain, that verse. So this has been a protocol in this Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila pastimes. So following the same thing, we will also go ahead with today's session also. At this time, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he recited the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, text 31. कास्त्रंग्यते कल्पदायत वेणुगीता सम्मोहितार चरितान चले त्रिलोक्यम् त्रैलोक्य शोभगमिदं च निरीक्ष रूपम् यद्गो द्विजाद्रुम मृगा पुलकानि बिभ्रन्. So what does it mean? The translation says, the gopis said, my dear Lord Krishna, we'll see, word by word also, just to give a general meaning what this Bhagavatam verse is. So actually, the purport Prabhupada says that this verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is 10:29:40, 10th canto, 29th chapter, verse number 40. So what does this verse actually, general meaning is that kastri ange, ka is tri, means what woman in the world, the Krishna, Anga here refers to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is very dear to gopis, just like the Anga, the body is very dear to oneself. So they are referring Krishna also as their Anga. Ka is tri, O Krishna, what woman in this whole world, Trailokya, and in these three worlds, Kalapadamrita Venu Gita, would not be attractive by the Kalapad. Pad means again, Pad means actually the Padya. The Padya means the words, the rhythm, right? So the Venu Gita, the song of that flute that is coming out from your flute, the song that is coming out, it is sammohitarya, it is being captivated. So which lady in this world will not be attracted with the rhythm, the sound that is coming out, the sweet songs that are coming out from your wonderful flute? Charitanna chale trilokyam, trilokyam means in this three world, which lady? Then samhuit arya charit means Aryan, means one who belongs to a high class. They are Aryans. So Charitat means the character. The character of Aryans is that they are very civilized, very respectable. So here, these gopis, actually they are reciting this verse to Krishna. And they are saying that, because you played, so beautiful song on your flute, that we are being captivated. And not only we, they are saying, which woman in this whole trilokyam, this whole world will not be captivated? And once they're captivated, naturally their Arya Charita, means the path of the chastity, will be at stake, you know, because now they have loosened all their senses. They are not in their senses because they are so much captivated by the song of your flute. So definitely, you know, from they have been deviated from the path of the chastity they have. Trailokam shaubhagam idam cha niriksha rupam. Your rupam, you know, your beauty. Niriksha, those who can see. Niriksha means to observe. Nirikshana karna, right? To observe, to see. So those who see your rup, your beauty, you know, so which beauty? That beauty which is Trailoka Shobhagam, which is the fortune of the three worlds. Your beauty is the fortune of the three worlds. Nobody can surpass your beauty. Your beauty is alaukik, adbhut, right? It is beyond this, the three worlds. So that beauty, when somebody do nirikshan of that beauty, when somebody observe that roop of yours, then what to talk about the females, the gopis, it captivates abhiran. Abhiran means this pulakhani abhiram means it captivates, it brings the ecstatic transformation in the heart of whom? In the heart of go, that is cows, in the hearts of dvija. Dvija means birds. Dvija actually means twice born. Right, so even the brahmanas, they are also referred to as dvija. Why? Because the brahmanas are twice born. Once they take birth through their parents, the womb of a mother, and then the second birth happened during the time of initiation. So therefore brahmanas are also known as dvija. Now the birds are also known as dvija because first they take birth when they are in an egg form, and once the egg hatches and then the bird comes out, so that's known as the second birth. Right? So therefore dvija actually means twice born, but dvija also refers sometimes to brahmana and sometimes to birds. So the gopis are saying that the go, that is the cows, dvija, that is the birds, druma means trees, then mrigha means deer, animals like deers. So what to talk about we gopis, even those birds, those cows, those trees, those forest animals like the trees, like the deer, they also have that ecstatic symptom on their body. Even their hairs get stand on end when they hear your beautiful flute and when they observe your beauty. Your beauty is, you know, so captivating that, you know, they are also stunned in jubilation. Translation. The gopi said, my dear Lord Krishna, where in that woman within the three worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythm of the sweet songs coming from your wonderful flute, who would not fall down from the path of chastity in this way? Your beauty is the most sublime within the three worlds. And upon seeing your beauty, even cows, birds, animals, and trees in the forest are stunned in jubilation. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-40 that Prabhupada says in his purport. So this is just the general meaning, you know, that this gopis are saying. And, you know, we just saw the general meaning that what they are telling to Krishna. But we also want to know the context, right? That what made gopis say all this? So we'll go to Bhagavatam now and try to understand this. Though Mahaprabhu will be explaining in the future verses, but I thought that let's have a context of this verse also. That why this verse was spoken and in what pretext this verse was spoken. So as Prabhupada is quoting in his purport, that this is from the 29th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, right? So this 29th chapter of the 10th canto, actually we all know that this 10th canto have the five chapters which are known as Rasa Pancha Adhyaya. the five chapters of a Rasa Leela, right? And that begins with this 29th chapter. So the 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33. These five chapters of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam are known as Rasa Pancha Adhyaya. So in this Rasa Leela pastimes, there are five stages. Okay, that's why this whole Rasa Leela thing is divided into five chapters. The first stage is when Rasa Leela prarambh, when you know they are planning to have that Rasa Leela. Okay, so then in that pastime only happens when Krishna does his pastime, but then you know he vanishes away. That's antardhanam happened. Krishna goes away from that Rasa Leela. Then second chapter is when Gopi, they are doing their viraha. Gopi viraha is there. Then the third chapter of Rasa Leela, that is 33rd chapter, is Gopi Geet, when they are singing the songs of separation. Then the fourth chapter, which is 32, is Punha Prakatam. You know, Krishna comes in front of the gopis. And finally, the fifth chapter, which is chapter number 33, is the Maharas. The Maharas Leela that happened. So it's only the five chapters, which are known as Rasa Panchadhyaya, starts from 29th chapter of the 10th canto to 33rd chapter of this 10th canto. Now this first chapter, that is 29th chapter, the first chapter of Rasa Panchadhyaya, which is also known as Bhagavan Sankalpa. Sankalpa means his desire to perform this Rasa Leela, and he enables with his potencies, he enables this whole thing to be manifested, you know, the whole environment, the atmosphere to be manifested so that he can call upon gopis and gopis can come and they can perform the Rasa Leela. So actually one full moon night during this autumn season, when this whole atmosphere was scented with jasmine flowers, Supreme Personality of Godhead, our dear Lord Shri Krishna, he decided to pursue his romantic loving affairs with the gopis of Vrindavan. So just to fulfill his purposes, you know, what he did, he engaged his internal potency, and she immediately created a very beautiful, exciting atmosphere of conjugal love to happen. And then our dear Lord Shri Krishna, he began to play flute, which was attracting the minds of beautiful young gopis. So that day what happened, that when Krishna was playing his flute, the song of Krishna's flute, it entered through the ear of the gopis. And through the ears, it entered, that sound enters the inner treasure chamber of their heart. And as soon as it ended there, you know, it ended into the inner chamber of the hearts of the gopis, they just completely become oblivious of what they were doing. Some were actually milking cows, and they stopped milking as soon as the sound of the flute entered into their ear, and from ear it entered into their hearts. So some were milking the cows, they stopped milking. Some were curdling, some left the milk that was curdling on the stove. Some left the burning cakes burning in the ovens. And with great eagerness to meet their beloved, their lover, they all went to meet Krishna. And there were so many elderly gopis also who were feeding milk to their infants. They stopped doing their personal service to their husband. They left their crying babies. They gave up practically all their duties and they went to meet Krishna. So this was the whole scene that was created. And then after that, you know, when Krishna saw all the gopis, arrived there in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the night, you know, very beautifully dressed up, and he greeted them. He greeted all of them very nicely. And he said, "Oh, most fortunate ladies, why all you have come here? What should I do for you? Please tell me, is everything well in Vrindavan, in Vraja, where you are coming from? Everything is fine in your homes? How come in the middle of the night in this dead forest, you all are here? What can I do for you?" Now, this way, Krishna once, you know, when he was responding, gopis felt really bewildered that how, you know, with so much of formality, Krishna was asking these questions, that is everything well at your home? Why in this middle of the night you are here, in this middle of the forest you all are here? What made you, you know, leave everything and just come here? So the gopis, you know, they became bewildered. So just to respond to Krishna's call and to enjoy conjugal love, they said that we are here, and now you are asking us that why we are here. So Krishna said, you know, this night is quite frightening. There are so many wild creatures that are moving around here, and this is not a proper place for any woman and to come here. So I kindly request you all to please go back to your respective homes. Why you guys all are here? You shouldn't be here. This is not good. After all, your family members, your mothers, your fathers, even your brothers or your husbands, they must be certainly searching for you. So don't cause any kind of anxiety for them. Okay, now you want to see me. You were attracted with the flute. You have come here. You have seen me. You have seen this beautiful moonlight forest. You have seen this forest which is full of flowers, and you have also felt that fragrant breeze that is coming from Yamuna. You have felt all that, but now I request you to go back to your village and carry on your respective duties. You should maintain your chastity, and you should serve your husband, and you should also take care of your crying babies. Why you all are here? Please go back. And then gopis were still stunned. They were standing stunned. They couldn't understand why Krishna is behaving so in a very formal way with all of them. They were thinking that it's Krishna who is calling them by playing this particular note on which that bewilders us, that bewilder our mind, that particular note he's playing. So that itself is a great indication that Krishna wants us to be here to enjoy his conjugal pastimes. But just see how Krishna is behaving. But they didn't say even a word, and they were just stunned, and they were standing there. So Krishna himself was saying, well, now because gopis were not responding, so Krishna was, you know, making up his own talks. So he's saying, well, if you think that you have come here out of great love for me, then I really congratulate all of you, because you have done a commendable job on your part, because after all the living entities, they possess some natural affection for me. And because all of them possess natural affection for me, so you also did. You know, you also did possess that natural affection for me. And so you have left everything and you came in this middle of the night, in the middle of the forest. So, you know, this job, whatever you have done, is commendable. And I really want to congratulate you. But the highest religious duty for any woman is to be chaste, is to serve their husband, is to take care of their family and children. So he was telling that I'm fine with it that you have come here, but now I request all of you to please go back. Because women who desire a good destination in next life should always treat her husband as her spiritual master and should serve him. Even if husbands fall down from that spiritual practices, still it's a duty of a woman to serve her husband. And for a woman having an extramarital affair, you know, the affair which is outside their marriage, will ruin their respect and reputation. And then they will always be condemned. So Krishna actually was hinting to gopis that you are married, you have children, you have your husband, you have your family, you have your parents. So please be with them, serve them. That's your duty. You know, coming in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the night is, you know, this way you will ruin your own reputation and you will be always be condemned. So no need for you all to come here. But even if you have been attracted by my flute sound or whatsoever, or attracted by my beauty, but you have come here, you have seen the environment, you have seen the atmosphere, you have felt the breezes of Yamuna, that is coming from Yamuna. So you have done everything. Now I request you to please go back. And then, you know, Krishna said something very, very philosophical. And he said that actually, devotional process, love for me arises from devotional process. And what is that devotional process? That devotional process is hearing about me, seeing me in the deity form, meditating on me, or very faithfully chanting my glories, my mantras. You know, this way the love will arouse in the heart, and that is the processes of devotional service. Just by having a physical proximity, you cannot achieve the transcendental love for me. So please, O gopis, this is the time, please go back home. Now hearing this, you know, surpasses all the boundaries for the gopis to be silent. Hearing these unpleasant words coming out from their lover, from the mouth of Krishna, the gopis, they immediately became morose. They did not know what to do. Their hopes were frustrated. And in that great anxiety, their tears, you know, they started flowing from their eyes, washing away the mascara, the kajal, the black ointment that was anointing their beautiful face. But the gopis didn't cry a lot. Finally, they all wiped off their tears. And in a choked voice, as well as depicting some transcendental anger, they began to speak. Till that time, Krishna was speaking, and this time the gopis, they thought, enough of Krishna. Now we cannot bear anything else. So they just wiped off their tears and they said, why are you talking to us in such a cruel way? You know, why you are rejecting us? You are the one who called us by playing your beautiful flute, you know, the sound of your beautiful flute. So we have renounced all our worldly duties for you, Krishna, and you should reciprocate us. And instead of reciprocating us, you are telling us to go back. The gopis said, enough of Krishna, enough. We have heard enough of your philosophy, philosophical advice on what is the religious duty of a woman, how they should behave, how they should take care of their family, their children, their husband. Enough of it. We heard enough. And we do agree with whatever you are saying. You know, while principle-wise, well, whatever you have said is perfectly right. We do agree to the principles of service that, you know, you really want us to do. But you only said that the real service has to be offered to someone who is the dearmost friend of all the embodied souls. And you are the one who is the dearmost friend of all the embodied souls. After all, what benefit are we going to get to serve our material husband, our children, who are basically the simply bondage for us and giving us trouble? Why aren't you allowing us to serve you? We are not rejecting this point that we should serve them, and we have been serving them. But now it's you only. You are the one who is calling us. You are the one who is forcing us to lose our chastity, to abandon our chastity. And that's why in the middle of the night, in the middle of the forest, we are here. And now when we have renounced everything and is, you know, hankering for your loving association, here you are condemning us and telling us to go away. It's not fair, Krishna. You are being so cruel to us. Till today, we were engaged in all our household activities. But the moment we heard your flute, you captivate our mind. And we are left with no logic whatsoever. And now, you know, we are no longer also interested in our household activities. So we are not going to go back at any point. What to talk about go back, even to take one step back away from you is not possible for us. And you are telling us to go back to Vraja. What are we going to do there once we go back? Because our mind is absorbed in you, in your thoughts. You have captivated our mind. And even if we go back, we'll go back with our material bodies. Our mind will be here only. So what's the use of going back? What this dead body is going to do, even if we go back to our husband or to our parents or to our to perform all our worldly duties, because our mind is here. So do one thing, Krishna. You know, you please either give us our mind back to us or accept us. You know, in whatever position we are, accept us or give us our mind back. And if you cannot do anything, then, you know, the what will happen is that there is a fire within our heart. That fire is burning. Okay, that fire of having that conjugal pastime with you, that fire of lust is burning in our heart. So either you satisfy that fire by giving the nectar of your lips, the fire that has been ignited by you only. So you are the culprit, Krishna. It's not that we have lost our chastity and we have come forward to experience that conjugal love with you. You are the one who ignited that fire with your sweet song of your flute in us. So either you are going to extinguish that fire and satisfy us by giving the nectar of your lips, or what are we going to do is we will give up our bodies in that same fire of separation. So this way, gopis were literally in anger chastising Krishna that whatever you are doing to us is not good. You know, you are not doing good. They are saying, oh Krishna, your lotus feet is so glorious that nobody can abandon them. And we are here to seek shelter of your lotus feet. So instead of reciprocating with us, you are abandoning us. You are telling us to go back. Our hearts are burning with the desire to serve you as an insignificant maidservant. And we are here. So that time, you know, when they said this, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes a beautiful commentary on it. And he said that when Krishna, when these gopis, they said that, you know, we are here so that you accept us as your maid servant. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that as soon as Krishna heard this, he said, okay, you want to become my maid servant, then you must be expecting some payment, right? So do you really want some payment, or you are offering this free service to me? So the gopi said, oh Krishna, from childhood, you know, you are with us and you have been purchasing us with the payment of your beautiful smile. That smile which is worth millions and millions and millions of times more than we can ever think of. So this is the payment. Your smile is the payment. So don't worry. We don't want anything more from you. Your smile is the payment. The nectar of your lip is the payment. So we are here. We are your Ashulk Dasika, right? We are your maidservants who is going to offer our services free of cost. The only thing as a payment we want is your sweet smile. And then Krishna says, what are you talking about, O gopis? Your husband is not going to accept all this. They are not going to tolerate this behavior of yours. And this is not a chaste behavior that you all are, you know, depicting. So they will, you know, they will not tolerate it. And they will complain it to Kamsa. And then the gopis said, oh Krishna, now you are threatening us with the fear of Kamsa, we know that your arms are so strong that when your arms can protect the whole Vrajvasis when you lifted Govardhan Hill, so aren't your arms going to protect us also from that fear of Kamsa? We are pretty sure. So don't give us that kind of threatening. You protect us from the pride of Mahendra. So we are pretty sure that your arms will certainly kill that Kamsa also and will protect us. So we are not fearful of Kamsa's fear. But then Krishna says, I cannot make others' wives my maidservants. You know, this is quite unethical. This is not good on my part. You know, you are putting my fame down. What people around will say that I have accepted somebody else's wives as my maidservant? Well, this is not ethical. What are you talking about? And that time Gopi said, oh Krishna, you are already carrying the wife of Narayan, that is Lakshmi Devi, as a Srivasta mark, as a gondal line on your chest. You are already carrying her. And you are allowing her to be there on your chest. And you know that she is the wife of Narayana from Vaikuntha. So now don't give this kind of excuse that you cannot accept anybody else's wives to be your maidservant, because your lotus feet is being served. Even though that she has a position on the chest, but she is still serving your lotus feet. And not only her, even Tulasi Devi is serving your lotus feet, and all the other your servants, they are also hankering to serve your lotus feet. So don't make such excuses to us. This is not going to lead us to anywhere. We are not going to make one single step away from you. We are not going to go back to Vraja. And after saying this, the gopis recited this verse and they said, my dear Krishna, what woman within the three worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythm of the sweet song that is coming from the wonderful flute? So they are saying, forget about us, we the gopis. None of the women in the three worlds will not be captivated by this sweet song that is coming. Who would not fall down from the path of chastity in this way? So Krishna, don't make all those excuses of dharma, of religion. No, you cannot make those excuses. Anybody can fall down from the path of chastity. So your beauty, why? Because your beauty is most sublime within the three worlds. It surpasses the beauty of all the three worlds. So Krishna, don't make all these excuses and please accept us. Please accept us. And then to this verse also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes this comment. He writes the commentary and he says that you, gopis, you will be the live example for the future world. So if you are going to give up on this duty, what effect you will make on the heart of other women who are so faithful to their husbands? You will corrupt them also. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur himself quotes this logic. And that logic is that a shameless person contaminates not only himself, but he also contaminates anyone who comes into contact of that shameless person. So Krishna is saying, oh gopis, lead by the example. If you will behave in such a way, you will impact others also who are chaste to their husband, and what example you will be setting to them. And then he said that, and on top of that, you are insulting me that I have taken somebody else's woman and allowed her to stay on my chest. That is the golden line. So in this way, you are also insulting not only me, but you are insulting Lakshmi Devi also. That Lakshmi Devi is not chaste, that she left Narayan and she has appeared on my chest. Why you are doing this? Why you are offending Lakshmi Devi? And then the gopi says, oh Krishna, we are not blaming Lakshmi Devi at all, okay? Don't say that. Rather, it is you who is blaming us, who is really chastising us that we have loosened all our chastity. Then the gopis in very angry way said that you are the one who bewildered us. First of all, you bewildered us with the sweet tones of your flute. And now, once we have been drawn with that melody of your flute, and we have left all our Aryan characteristics, our, you know, the Aryan behavior, and we have staked our prescribed duties in all respect and came here just to meet you. And now you are telling us to abandon all that and, you know, to leave this place and go back. What is this? You know, we have left everything. So this is not our fault. It is only and only your fault that you are, first of all, bewildering us. And when we left everything, you are giving the whole philosophical advice that we should go back. Well, this is not fair. It's you who did it. So you are the one who is going to bear the cost and bear the consequence of it. So this way, you know, this is the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he envisioned the pastimes in his samadhi. And therefore he revealed in his commentary that this is all the conversation, the back and forth conversation happened between Krishna and the gopis. And then Mahaprabhu, he also started explaining in the same line. So we'll just go through the verses because we have already explained that what actually happened. So text number 32. Suni Prabhu Gopi Bhave Avishta Haila Bhagavatera Shloka Artha Karite Lagila. Upon hearing this verse, Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with the ecstasy of the gopis, and taking the side of the gopis, he began to explain these verses. Hailam Gopi Bhava Shesha Khaila Rasa Prava Shesha Krishne Rashuni Upeksha Vachana. Krishne Ramukha Hashyavani Tyagetaha Satyamani Roshe Krishna Dena Olahana. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the gopis entered the arena of the Rasa dance in ecstasy. But after hearing Krishna's word of negligence and detachment, they understood that he was going to renounce them. Thus they began to chastise him in anger. So we saw that how Krishna neglected them, told them go back, and now gopis heard all that, but after all, they just can't bear anything and they started chastising Krishna in anger. Nagara kaha tumhi kari anishchaya ei trijagda bhari ache yata yogi nari tomara venu kaha na akarshya. So gopis are saying, oh dear lover, oh Krishna, please answer one question. Who among all the youthful women within this universe is not attracted by the sound of your flute? So basically, gopis are blaming Krishna for playing that flute and calling them in the middle of the night, in the middle of that forest. And after they came, just giving them philosophical advice to go back. So they are saying, no, well, that's not the point, that you should not do. Kaila jagate venu dhani siddha mantra yogini dutihana mohe nari mana mahat kantha badana arya patha chadana anito maya kara samarpana. So beautiful. Gopis are saying, kaila jagate, the whole world is being attracted by your venu dhavani. Yeah. And then your Siddha Mantra Yogini. Your Yogini is, they are saying that the sound of the flute is the Yogini, is a messenger. Her name is Yogini. In the form of a Yogini, she is coming and delivering your message to us as a messenger, right? And she is a female. She is a Nari, right? And she is enchanting us and telling us and giving your message to us. She is giving your message to us, right? Maha Utkantha, and she is creating that great anxiety on us, because of which Arya Path Chhadana, we have left our Arya Path, the chastity, we are supposed to walk on the religious principles. We are supposed to be chaste. So we left that religious principles. We left that Aryan pratha, the regulative principles that we have to follow. Chadana, we have left everything and we have come here. Ani tomai kare samarpana. And we have come here to surrender unto you. When you play your flute, the vibration acts like a messenger in the form of a yogini, which is perfect in the art of chanting mantras. This messenger enchants all the women in the universe and attracts them to you. Then she finally increases their great anxiety, and she is the one who induces us to give up all our regulative principles of obeying our superiors. Finally, she is the one who forcibly brings us to you, to surrender to you. And now, dharma chaya venu dware, hane kataksha kama sare, lajja bhaya sakala chadaya. Ebe amaya kari dosha, kahi pati tyage dosha, dharme kahana dharma sikhaya. So now gopis are saying, O Krishna, now we have left all that religious principles, that dharma chadaya. You know, we have given up by hearing the vibration of your flute. We have given up everything. And kana kataksha kama sare. And you know, with your sidelong glance, by the arrows of the lust, we have given up. We have been so much attracted by your form, by your rupam, by your kataksha, by your sidelong glance. And we have left everything. What? Lajja. We have left all kind of shame. Bhaya. We have left even fear. Sakala charya. We have given up everything. Abe amaya khori rasha. You know, now after becoming angry, they are saying, kati pati tyage dosha. Now you are blaming us that we are giving up on our husbands also. You are fault finding in us. You are doing fault finding in us that we are not chaste. We are giving up our husbands. We are giving up our family members. And after fault finding, doing that fault finding in us, then you are also dharmika sakshikaya. Now you are teaching us what is the religious principles. First of all, you are the one who provoked us to leave our chastity, come here in the middle of the night, in the middle of the forest. And now when we came here, now you are teaching us that what is the dharmic. This is not saying, Krishna, why you are doing this. The vibration of your flute accompanied by your glance, which pierces us forcibly with the arrows of lust, it induces us to ignore the religious principles of religious life, regulative principles of religious life. Thus, we become excited by the lusty desires and come to you, giving up all kind of shame and fear, lajja and bhaya. But now you are angry with us. You are finding fault in us with our violating religious principles and leaving our homes and husbands. And you are instructing us about religious principles. Now we have become helpless. Anya katha anya mana bahire anya acharana. Esha Vishatha Paripati Tumi Jana Parihasa Haya Narira Sarvanasha Chada Esa Dakuti Nati. Now gopis are saying, well, we don't know, Krishna, what is there in your mind. Your words and your actions are not matching. We know that this is all a well-planned trick. And you know how to make jokes, you know, because that causes the complete annihilation of women. But we can understand your real mind, words and behavior are different. Therefore, please give up all these clever tricks. So gopis are saying, oh Krishna, your words and actions are not matching. You know, sometimes when we also come across to some people or some devotees, you know, they'll say something, they'll do something. So definitely we'll have this experience that, oh, this person is talking something and doing something. So that means their words and actions are not matching. So here also gopis are chastising Krishna in return and saying that, oh, Krishna, you know, what are you talking about? You are the one who called us. And when we left everything, renounced everything and came to you, and now you are abandoning us, and you are not only abandoning us, you are getting angry on us that we are no more chaste women of this world. And not only that, you are finding fault in us that we are the one who left our husband. Hey Krishna, we were not the one who left. We were doing our religious duties till now. You are the one who played that particular note. And that sound, you know, as a yogini, she came and she carried your message and she gave that message to us. And just we are reciprocating to your message. So what's our fault? So you are the one who called us. So first you call us and then you chastise us. Well, this is not acceptable, Krishna. And then last verse for today. Venunada Amrita Ghole. Amrita samana meetha bole, amrita samana bhushana sanjita. Tina amrite hare kana, hare mana, hare prana, kemane nari dari, nari beka chieta. The nectarian buttermilk of your flute's vibration, the nectar of your sweet words, and the nectarian sound of your ornaments. So what are the three? Amrita ghole, Venunad amrita ghole, then amrita samana bhushana, then your meetha bole. So there are three amrita. First is the sound of the flute, which is also compared to as nectar. Then the sound of your words, your sweet words, they are also compared to as nectar. And then the sound of your ornaments, bhushana, which is also a nectar. All these three nectars, they combine together. And when they all combine together, and when they attract our ears, our minds, our lives, what do you think, Krishna? Will we be able to survive in any way? No, we will die. You are killing us. You are murdering us. You know, you are murdering through this nectar of your flute's vibration. You are murdering us through the nectar of your sweet words. And you are murdering us through the nectar sound of your ornaments. All these three things combined together, they are captivating our ears, our mind. And not only that, even our lives, that we have renounced everything. And now by abandoning us, not reciprocating with us, you are practically murdering us. You are killing us. So yes, we are here as your insignificant maid servant, as your Ashulk Dasika. You have the whole right to murder us. So then the gopi said that, yes, you can murder us. You know, let us die into this fire of separation. That fire that you have ignited, let us die in that fire of that fire of separation that you have ignited. And if you don't want that, then, oh Krishna, leave everything. And just execute the plan that you have, that you want to enjoy your conjugal pastimes. So the fire that you have ignited, please, please extinguish it and give us your loving embrace. So this way, the gopis were chastising Krishna. And as soon as Swarup Damodar Goswami recited that verse, the same ecstatic symptoms also arouse, that ecstatic symptom of anger this time, the transcendental anger aroused in the heart of Mahaprabhu, and he couldn't bear, and in Radha Bhav he tried to explain this beautiful verse that was quoted by Radha Ramananda. So we'll stop here, and this is not the end. In future, Mahaprabhu will quote another verse taking the side of the gopis, and then he will explain further that verse. So very, very beautiful verses are coming up. Stay tuned for the next speaker. I know they'll do much more justice to it. But this was today's my humble attempt. So just accept as a Sargrahi Vaishnavas. Please accept whatever, you know, that attempt that I tried to make. So thank you all so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Sundi Mataji, you did very, very, very nice get sharing after. Thank you very much. If anybody has any question or comment, please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Komadiki Mataji, for always showering your blessings.
Thank you very much for inviting me with this lecture. And we are very grateful to you. I hope you get better soon. Looks like nobody has any question. We can end the call here, Mataji.
Yes, sure, Mataji. If there are no more questions, then for sure.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanmat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti, Mataji.
We didn't see you today, so it was something was missing. But then, too, like, it's wonderful, Mataji, the way you narrated. In the morning only, like with the kids class, we had this Krishna is attracted to all women. This point we have, this character, this quality of the Lord we had. So just remembering.
Yes, Mataji.
So Mataji, with this reference, I guess like Krishna is attracted to all women. Kubja's example also can be stated, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I missed that the morning.
Yeah.
Beautiful class, Mataji. Like, I know the further verses will tell more about the details.
Yes.
But when we come to this verse, we feel, oh, Krishna, how is he treating the gopis in such a way?
Yeah. How can he do that? No sane person takes side of Krishna.
Because we remember when we have to do some services, when they're back to back, you feel that you're neglecting your house and then you're doing the services. So many times it happens, right?
Yeah, of course.
So then I think, like, is it getting attracted towards Krishna and doing the service, or is it getting attracted towards the service? I don't know. There's always that that dilemma with me.
Krishna should be in the center. We should not be attracted to a service, but yes, we should be attracted to Krishna. But
right.
How can we show our attraction to Krishna? Through service, right? By doing some service. So as you said that, yes, sometimes we also have to leave so many household things just to do some service for Krishna. That's our love, right? We want to do it. But we should do it in the mood, not as a matter of duty, but that's a matter of love.
Love for Krishna.
Just like chanting, right? There are ways of chanting. Some chants out of duty, some chants out of vows, and some chant out of love. So chanting process is same, right? That we have to chant. Now, whether we want to chant out of love, whether we want to chant out of duty, or whether we want to chant out of some fear that we have given, you know, vow to our spiritual master, there are different levels. So same here, when we go for some service, there are different levels. We want to do it a matter of duty. We want to do it because we are Brahmin initiated and, you know, we have given this word to our spiritual master that we'll do deity worship, or it's just because of love that we are so much attracted and we want to do it. So everything has these three phases.
Yes, Mataji. Sure. Thank you, Mataji, for the wonderful, wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for a very, very beautiful class. As always, we love your classes. They are so much to the point and so beautifully described. Especially, I really love those verses that were talking about the three different sounds that are captivating from Krishna, his voice, the flute, and his bodily ornaments. It was very nice, Mataji. The entire class was so easy. It was like as if we were visualizing the whole thing. Thank you so much for this. These are all hard verses, but you made it really simple. Thank you. And do take care of your health, Mataji. You really sound sick, so please take care of yourself.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. But these verses, you know, I'll still say that credit goes to Srila Prabhupada. If he would, and of course our acharyas, if they would have not simplified, you know, with their beautiful commentaries, it would have been impossible for a person like me to speak something on it. So our glories to them. They made us so simplified and they made us this access to this Krishna prema. Otherwise, it is all together on a different level. A person like me, it's just like a dwarf touching a moon. You know, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also quotes, right? As a dwarf touching the moon. So it's impossible. But if the moon decides to come down, then even a dwarf can touch the moon.
So, very beautiful. Very beautiful.
So the same thing, you know, they have made it so simplified, so easy for us. And I'm just repeating their words, practically repeated the whole chapter, the whole 29th chapter. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Speaking.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for a beautiful class. Although you're not well, you shared such a beautiful nectar, Mataji. Thank you so much. I don't have questions, just wanted to, just lots of appreciation and lot of, like, being very grateful for this class. And I did not know Mataji were not well. I'm sorry I bombarded with you about you with a lot of questions yesterday.
No worries at all, Mataji.
And please don't worry about that, Mataji. You just please take care of yourself and please get rid of
it. I got your questions and I'll answer you shortly.
No, Mataji, please
don't worry about that. This health is, you know, it's a temporary body. Something or the other will definitely go on. But services should not stop, right? Till the time we can carry on, services should not stop. So don't worry. Yeah, it's a practice. It's a phase. It has come. It will go.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for all your prayers and wishes and blessings. Thank you, Vrinda Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
अंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीचैतन्यचरितामृत की जय श्रीप्रभुपाद की जय कीर्ति दर्शन माता जी की जय
हरे
कृष्ण माता जी थैंक यू वेरी मच विद
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Closing the call. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.